哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things has passed away. Behold, all things has become new.
这里讲到新的创造。
Here is talk about a new creation.
在神的眼中，只有两个范围。
In God's eyes, there is only two scopes.
如果我们不是在基督里，我们就是在亚当里。
If we are not in Christ, we are in Adam.
我们知道我们曾经都是在亚当里面。
We know that all of us were in Adam at one point.
但当我们接受耶稣基督做我们救主的时候
But when we received Christ Jesus became our Savior,
神就把我们摆在基督耶稣里面。
God put us in Christ.
这里告诉我们，如果我们是在基督里，我们就是新的创造。
So here it tells us, if we are in Christ, then we become a new creation.
感谢主，我们今天都是新的创造。
We thank the Lord, all of us here are the new creation before God.
所有的旧事、旧造都在我们身上已经过去了。
The old things has passed away on us.
我们曾经也许是死在过犯中的人，我们有许多的失败跟软弱。
We were once dead in our transgression. We have many weaknesses and also many failures.
但是今天在基督耶稣里，那些都已经过去。
But in Christ today, all that has passed away.
今天我们有一个新的地位，就是一个新造的人。
Today we have a new position. It is being the new creation.
我们知道保罗在说这句话的时候，他是有他的背景在的。
We know that when Paul said something like this, he has a background that he was in.
我们知道保罗曾经是一个熟读旧约圣经的人。
We know that Paul was a person who was very familiar with the Old Testament.
但有一天他在大马色的路上遇见了主以后，他整个里面的眼睛就开了。
But one day when he was on his way to Damascus, and his eyes was opened.
圣经对他来讲不再是一个历史。
That the whole Bible be not only a history to him anymore.
每一件事情都对他有新的关系。
Everything has have a new relationship with him.
所以当他这边讲到新造的时候，我想他的背景来自在创世纪第一章里面。
When he talked about a new creation, I think the backdrop is in the Genesis chapter 1.
我们知道神曾经创造一个美好的世界。
We know that God has created a beautiful world.
根据约伯书约伯三十八章告诉我们。
In Job chapter 38, it tells us.
他当神创造这美好的世界的时候，诚心一同欢唱，神的众子也都欢呼。
And it tells us that when God created this beautiful world, all the stars sing along with the sons of God.
我们知道后来因着罪进来的缘故。
But we knew later on when sin came in.
因为有一些天使背叛。
And there were some angels has rebelled against God.
这个美好的世界就变成空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
And this world became void and without form and was full of darkness.
结果我们看见这个旧的创造现在变成了空虚混沌。
So we see this old creation became void and without form.
现在神要开始他新的创造。
Now God wants to begin his new creation.
所以我们看见神的灵在那里运行。
And we see that God's spirit is moving, hovering about.
我们看见神在说话。
And we see that God spoke.
神说要有光，就有了光。
When God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
当保罗从前在读这一段圣经的时候，他所想到的乃是这个物质的世界。
When Paul read that Old Testament, he thought about the physical world that was created.
但有一天，他在大马色的路上，他蒙恩了以后。
But one day on the way to Damascus, when he received the grace,
那个光照在他的里面。
Then this light has shone inside of him.
所以当他在写哥林多后书的时候，在第四章他特别讲了一句话。
So in chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians, when he wrote this, he said something.
他说那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们里面。
He said, he who commands light to shine out from darkness has already shown the light within us.
这位曾经在这个黑暗的世界里面吩咐光出来的那一位神，现在呢，那个光也在我们里面出现。
This God who has commanded the light to be shining out of darkness, today he shines this light in us.
所以这个旧造跟新造不再是物质的世界。
So the old creation and the new creation is not talking about the physical world.
现在所讲的来是我们这个蒙恩的人。
And he is talking about now about this person who received the grace.
所以当他有三年的时间在阿拉伯的旷野重新思考旧约圣经的时候，
So when he spent 3 years in the desert of Arabia to consider the Old Testament,
创世纪第一章已经不再是一个旧的事情。
Genesis chapter 1 is no longer about the old things.
这件事情就发生在他自己的身上。
Because what happened has happened upon him.
因为神怎么把那个物质的旧的旧造除去？有了新造，神同样也这样把这样的事情做在我们的身上。
And God not only do away with the old thing and created the new in Genesis, but He also does that to us.
所以现在保罗在看创世纪第一章的时候，他能够看见他自己就是那一个空虚、混沌、渊面、黑暗的世界。
So when Paul once again looked at Genesis chapter 1, he sees that he himself is that is the earth that was formed void and without form, also full of darkness.
当神起初造人的时候，他造好了，他说甚好。
When God first created man, he said this is good.
因为他实在满意他所造的人。
He was satisfied with the man that he created.
神怎么满意他原来所创造的那个旧有的世界，神同样满足于他所创造的人。
And how he was satisfied with the world that he has created, he is also satisfied with man.
但是旧有的世界因着天使的堕落，现在变成空虚混沌。
But the old world has become void and without form because of the fallen of the angels.
那从前所造的人因着罪的缘故，人也堕落。
And also the man that was created because of sin, he has also fallen.
所以现在一个堕落的人有四个方面显出他堕落的光景。
And for a man who has fallen, there was four conditions that he showed forth that he's fallen.
就是空虚、混沌、渊面、黑暗。
And it is void, without form, and full of darkness.
换句话说，在这里你看见有空虚。
Here you see the void.
一个再美好的人，如果里面没有神在里面，那就是空虚的。
And no matter how good a person can be, even the best person, without God, he is empty.
现在呢，他也变成了混沌。
And also without form.
换句话，在里面没有神的权柄跟秩序。
In other words, he does not have the authority and the orders that is in God.
在这里你看见黑暗。
Here you see darkness also.
你也看见死亡是水所代表的。
And you also see death, which is represented by water.
所以现在一个神所造的美好的人，因着罪的缘故，堕落到这四种的光景里面。
So a wonderful person who was created by God now fallen into this four condition.
但现在神的灵在这里运行。
But here the spirit of God is hovering about.
换句话说，现在神要把旧造除去，这个新造神要建立起来。
And when he wants to do away with the old things, he wants to build up the new.
神所做的第一件事情就是神的灵运行在水面上。
And the first thing he did is hover above the water.
然后我们看见神在跟人说话。
And now God starts to speak.
换句话说，这是我们人重生的一个光景。
And in other words, this is the condition of man being born again.
所以一个人他成为新造的第一步是被神所重生。
So for the first step for a man to be born again, it is to be the first step to be recreated. It is to be born again.
所以在约翰福音第三章告诉我们，他说风随着意思吹，我们听见风的响声，却不知道风从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从灵生的也是如此。
So in John chapter 3, it tells us that when the wind blows and we hear the wind, but we do not know where it came from, nor where it goes. And those who are born of the Spirit, it's the same way.
所以你看，当灵在神的灵在运行的时候呢，借着神的灵，他能重生我们。
And so when God's Spirit is hovering and moving, and by His Spirit He can born us again.
但是不仅如此，我们看见神的话在这个地方。
And not only that, we also see God's Word here.
所以彼得前书第一章告诉我们，他说我们重生不是由于那能坏的种子，而是由于不能坏的种子，就是神活泼。长存的话，长存的道。
So in 1 Peter it tells us, when we became born again, it is not by the seed that is corruptible, but by the seed that is incorruptible, and it is by the ever living word that is before God.
所以借着神的灵，神的话重生我们。
So it's by the word of God and the spirit of God we were born again.
这就是新造的开始。
This is the beginning of the new creation.
结果接下来我们就看见，就有了光。而且呢，神看光是好的，就把光暗分开了。神就称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上，有早晨。这是头一日。
And then so God saw that it was good, and
就把光暗分开来了。
And He separated the light and the darkness, and He called, and there's morning and night, and He called it the first day.
所以第一天就说到了我们重生。
So the first day, talk about us being born again.
他把光跟暗分开来。
He separated the light and the darkness.
第二天，他把空气把上下分开来。
And the second day, he separated the firmament from the top and the bottom.
第三天，他把水跟旱地分开来。
And the third day, he separated the water and the dry land.
本来是混沌的，本来是。没有分开来的，现在借着前面三天的分开，就不再是混沌。
Originally it was without form, and but by the first three days, God has separated these things so that it's no longer without form.
然后后面的四天，你就看见有许多的植物、动物就生出来了。
And the first and the last days, then you will see a lot of plants and animal became.
所以就不再空虚。
And it's no longer void.
所以神的这六天的创造，就让这个旧造脱离空虚跟混沌。
So through six days of creation, God allowed this earth to become no longer void and without form.
而且第一天，我们看见这个新的创造就重生了。
And on the first day, you see that the new creation became born again.
第二天，我们看见上下分开来。
Second day, we see the separation of the top and the bottom.
这是十字架的工作。
And this is the work of the cross.
十字架总是把该要分开的分开来。
And the cross work is to do the separation of what needs to be separated.
把出于神的和不出于神的分开。
It separate what belongs to God and what does not belong to God.
把属天的跟属地的分开。
And separate what is belonging to the heavens and what is belonging to the earth.
所以第二天就说出我们重生之后。我们乃是与基督同死，这是说出了十字架的工作。
And so the work of the second day tells us that we are dead with Christ, and this is the work of the cross.
第三天我们看见，从水中旱地就冒出来。
And the, on the third day we see that from the water the dry ground came up.
换句话说，这就表示我们与基督不但同死，而且与他一同复活。
And in other words, it tells us that not only that we die with Christ, we also live with Christ.
所以借着创世纪第一章给我们看见这个新造的人他是怎么样的一个新造的过程。
And so through the creation, we see how a new creation in Christ is going to be made.
第一天我们看见重生。
First day we saw that we were born again.
第二天我们看见十字架在我们身上的工作使我们能够与基督同死。
So we see on the second day that the work, through the work of the cross, we can die with Christ.
第三天讲到，我们不仅与他同死，而且跟他一同复活。
And on the third day, we not only we die with him, but we also resurrect with him.
每一天都说到有晚上，有早晨。
And every day it mentioned that there's day, there's night.
换句话说，当我们在被制作的时候，好像在黑夜一样。
And In other words, it tells us that when we are being formed, it is as though it was in darkness.
在这里，你可能会有孤单， 可能会有软弱，可能会有黑暗。
Here you will find you will have weaknesses and you will have
darkness,
failure and also darkness.
但是呢，当神的工作过去以后呢，你就看见有早晨。
And but the work of God passes, and you see the morning.
所以每一次我们被神制作的时候，就好像一个经过一个黑夜一样。
So every time when God is working on us, it is like we're going through an evening.
但当这些工作过去以后，你看见有早晨。
But when the work passes, we see the morning.
然后到了第三天之后，我们发觉还有一件事情发生，就是在地里面就发生了青草，还有结种子的菜蔬，并结果子的树木。
And after the third day, we see that the vegetation starts to grow, and we see the tree that bear fruit.
这就好像罗马书第七章所告诉我们的。
And it is like Romans chapter 7 tells us.
当我们与基督一同复活的时候，我们就结果子来归给神。
And when we are risen with Christ, then we bear fruit for God.
然后到了第四天，我们就看见了神就要有光体了。
And now on the fourth day, we see that God says there need to be a body of light.
我们就看见有大光，一个管昼，一个管夜。
And we see the great light, one governed the day and one governed the evening.
我们又看见有众星。
And we also see the stars.
而且是为了管理昼夜，分别明暗。
And it is for governing the morning and the evening and to separate the day and night.
而且可以分昼夜，做记号定节令。日子连睡。
And it is to separate the day and the night and for the season and the
四季。
And the signs of the season and for days and years.
所以就我们的经历来讲，我们与他一同复活以后呢，我们就与他一同住在天上。
So this is talking about when we are risen with Christ and we sit with Him in the heavenly places.
所以在这里你就看见这个生命，这新造的生命慢慢在成长。
And here we see the new creation slowly growing up.
我们乃是与基督一同坐在天上。
But we're sitting with Christ in the heavenly places.
在这里有管理，也有分别。
And here there's a separation and also there is governing.
在这里有权柄，也有秩序。
And this is there is authority and there's order.
这是第四天。
This is the fourth day.
到第五天，我们就看见这个生命彰显出来。
And on the fifth day, we see that life come up.
就好像腓立比书第二章所告诉我们的。
It is like Philippians chapter 2 tells us.
就我们显在这个世代当中，好像明光照耀，把生命的道给表现出来。
And it is like we are shown forth in this generation so that we can express the way of life.
所以你看见在这里呢，你看见有飞鸟。
So here you start to see the birds.
换句话说，这个生命是一个超越属地残累的生命。
And this life is the life that is escaped from the entanglement of the earth.
能够过一个属天的生活。
It is living a life of heavenly.
在这里你看见在水里面也有动物之身。
And you see also in the water there is also animals.
换句话说，这个生命是一个胜过死亡残累的生命。
And also, this life also tells us that it is something that overcomes death.
然后就进到了第六天。
And then on the sixth day,
你看见有各样的走兽、昆虫、牲畜在地上行走。
And you see all the animals and the creeping things on the earth.
换句话说，这个新造的生命到了现在，它能够把神的旨意带到各地去。
And now this new life can bring God's will into everyone.
好像在主导文里面所祷告的，愿你的旨意行在地上，能够如同行在天上。
And it is like the Lord's prayer telling us that we want His will to be in heaven as well as on earth.
最后我们看见人被造，乃是按着我们主的形象而造。
And at the end, we see that man was created in the image of God.
所以现在呢，这个生命。已经被磨成神儿子的形象。
And now this life has been conformed into the image of God's Son.
然后他要管理这个空中海里面的跟地上一切的走兽。
And he is to rule over and subdue what is in the air, on the earth, and under the sea.
换句话，他要与基督一同做王掌权。
In other words, he will rule with Christ on throne.
到了第七天，他就安息了。
And on the seventh day,
第七天没有提到晚上，也没有提到早晨。
And on the seventh day, he did not mention morning or evening.
就好像箴言第四章所说的。
It is like the Proverbs chapter 4 tells us.
一人的路好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到正午。
The way of the or the path of the righteous is like the light shining brighter and brighter until bright noon.
所以弟兄姊妹，当保罗在讲到我们在基督里的时候呢，我们就新的创造。
And so when Paul tells us that we are in, that's when we are in Christ, we are the new creation.
这个创造是从重生开始。
And this creation is from being born again.
然后一直被磨成到最后有神儿子的形象。
And until we will conform into the image of God's Son.
现在旧约不仅仅是一个创造的历史。
So now the Old Testament is not only a history of creation.
现在这一个历史重新发生在他的身上。
But now this history is once again happening on him.
神怎么样在这个宇宙物质的世界里面重新开始他的新的创造？
How God has recreated in this creation to start His new creation.
现在神在我们这个蒙恩的罪人身上也做同样的事情。
And God is doing the same thing on us who are sinners saved by the grace.
所以若有人在基督里，他就是新的创造。
So therefore, whoever is in Christ, he is the new creation.
这新的创造是何等的美丽。
And this new creation, it is so wonderful.
那现在我们要看这个新的创造到底在哪几个方面是真正能够表现在我们人的身上。
And so now we want to look at in this new creation, in what aspect it can really be shown forth in us.
所以我们就来翻开歌中之歌，旧约的歌中之歌第四章。
So now let's turn to the Song of Solomon, chapter 4.
在雅歌第四章第一节，他这里说
：“In the Song of Solomon, chapter four, chapter verse one, here it says,
他说我的佳偶，你甚美丽，你甚美丽。
Here it says, behold, you are fair, my love. Behold, you are fair.
现在在这里彰显出一个新造的美丽，到底是怎么个美丽法
？And here we want to see how beautiful is this new creation to us.”
他这里说到你甚美丽。
Here it says you are fair.
而且不只说一次，他说你甚美丽，你甚美丽。
And not only he said once, he said twice. He said you are fair, my love, you are fair.
所以一个新造的人在神的眼中是美丽的。
So a new creation in God's eyes, he is fair.
那讲到他的美丽，他说到了七个方面。
And when he talked about this fairness, he talked about in seven aspects.
第一个就说到他的眼睛。
First thing he talked about his eyes.
我们知道一个眼睛能够发表出我们里面的那个光景。
And we know that the eyes can show forth the condition that is within.
从一个人的眼睛里面，你可以看见这个人吸不吸引人。
And from the person's eye, you can see if this person is attractive or not.
我们知道雅各喜欢拉结，不喜欢利亚。
And we know that Jacob, he loved Rachel, but he does not like Leah.
因为利亚的眼睛没有神。
Because Leah's eyes does not have the sparkle.
所以对一个新造的人来讲呢，第一个吸引人的地方还是他的眼睛。
So for a new creation, the first thing that attracts other people is his eyes.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道，在启示录第四章提到那个四个活物。
And brother and sister, you remember in Revelation chapter 4,
第四章讲到那个四活物。
We talk about the four living creatures.
那讲到这四活物的时候呢，他特别有个形容，他说他前后遍体都满了眼睛。
And there's a description saying that these living creatures are full of eyes.From outside and from within.
这是一个很奇特的形容方法。
And this is a very strange description of someone.
不仅如此，在以西结书第一章，以西结所看到异象也有这样的光景。
And not only so, but also in Ezekiel, he, in the vision that he saw, has the same condition.
他也看到那个四个活物。
He also saw the four living creatures.
然后这四个活物的头顶上是穹苍。
And on top of the four living creatures are the firmaments.
然后上面有宝座的形象。
And on top of it, there is the shape of throne.
然后他形容这个四活物的时候，他的脸庞有那个轮子。
And when he described the four living creatures, he says, on the side of his face has a wheel.
然后总共有四个轮子，而且是高而可畏。
And this four wheel is very tall and is very fierce.
然后这轮子的周围都满了眼睛。
And on the all around the wheel is full of eyes.
所以圣经里面在形容这些眼睛的时候，到底有什么意义呢？
So when the Bible describes these eyes, what does it really mean?
我们知道我们的眼睛是跟这个世界有接触的。
We know that our eyes has, is in touch with this world.
所以眼睛说到了我们的智慧跟聪明。
And because our eyes speaks of our wisdom and our knowledge.
所以四活物在启示录里面讲到他们充满了眼睛，说出了他们充满了对属灵的认识。
And when we talk about the four living creatures, we said that they are full of eyes. We talk about their understanding of the spiritual things.
当我们在以西结看到那四个轮子在行走的时候
，So in Ezekiel, when we saw that four wheel rolling and is moving forward,
充满了眼睛
，It is full of eyes.
说出了他们认识并明白神的旨意
，And because they know and also understand the will of God.
所以当他们在行动的时候呢，乃是按着神的旨意在那里行动。
So when they move forward, it is according to God's will they move.
所以这里的眼睛是特别说到那个属灵的眼光。
So here we see that the spirit, the eyes is talking about the spiritual sight that you have.
他有属灵的认识。
You have a spiritual understanding.
他明白神的旨意。
You understand God's will.
所以一个新造的人有一个特点。
So a new creation has a speciality.
他明白属灵的事物。他认识神的智慧。
He understands the spiritual thing. He knows the wisdom of God.
我们知道我们曾经都是被这个世界的神弄瞎了眼睛。
We know that once upon a time we were blinded by the king of this world.
也许我们在世界上的人眼中来看，我们是很有聪明、很有智慧的。
Maybe in the eyes of the world, we were full of wisdom and we were wise.
但是在神的眼中呢，我们是瞎了眼的人。
But in God's eyes, we were people who were blind.
保罗是学尽各样的学问的人。
Paul is a person who has learned all of the knowledge.
但是当他遇见主的时候，他外面的眼睛就瞎了。
So when he met the Lord, his outer eyes became blind.
但是他里面的眼睛呢就开启了。
But his inner eyes became open.
从此他成了一个新造的人。
And from then on, he became a new creation.
他能够认识神的心意。
He started to understand God's will.
那这里讲到眼睛很特别的地方，就是说，他说到他是鸽子眼。
And here, when he talked about the eyes, he's talking about your eyes are like the dove.
我们知道鸽子，它的眼睛。非常的特别。
You know the dove has a very special pair of eyes.
你注意鸽子的眼睛，它是红色的。
If you look at the eyes, it's red in color.
它本身就是非常的漂亮。
And it itself is very very beautiful.
那鸽子的眼睛我们都晓得，它是一个单眼。就 single eye, 就是 single vision.
Oh, we understand that the eyes of the dove is single vision.
所以。这个鸽子呢，一次只能看一件东西。
And for one time, he can only focus on one thing.
他没有办法同时看两个地方。
He could not look at two things at the same time.
你知道，有的时候我们很厉害的，我们可以一下看两三个不同的地方。
And we sometimes can look at two or three different places at the same time.
但是鸽子的眼睛特别的地方就是说，它是一个单眼，它一次只能专注一件事情。
So the special thing about the dove's eyes is talking about it's having the single vision that at any one moment he can only look at one thing.
鸽子在圣经里面是特别代表圣灵说的。
And the dove in the Bible represents the Holy Spirit.
所以这一个人的眼睛，他不但明白认识神的旨意、神的心意。
So this person's eyes, not only he understands the will of God and know His will,
而且呢，他是专心为着神的旨意。
But he is focused on for God's will.
所以神喜悦这个新造的人，是因为他不但明白神的心意，而且为了这个心意而活。
And so therefore God has delight in this new creation because this new creation not only he knows the will of God, but he lives for that will.
我们知道在马太福音第六章告诉我们。
And we know that in Matthew chapter 26, it tells us.
第六章。
Chapter 6, it tells us.
他说我们的眼睛如果单一，就是我们的眼睛如果嘹亮的话呢，全身就光明。
It tells us that if our eye is bright, then our whole body is enlightened.
这原文就是单一，就是如果你的眼睛是单一的，一个目标的话。
So in the original language, it has the meaning of if our eyes have the single vision, then our whole person will be bright.
所以今天如果我们的眼睛是单单的向着主的时候呢，你看我们里面就全部光明。
So today, if our eyes is only focused toward the Lord, then within us we have light.
如果我们的眼睛一方面看主，一方面看其他的事物，我们里面就黑暗了。
So if our eyes on one hand looking at the Lord, on the other hand looking at other matters and things, then we have the darkness.
所以在马太福音第五章第八节告诉我们。
So in Matthew chapter 5 verse 8 it tells us.
他清心的人有福了，他们必得见神。
Because it says that the blessed are the pure in heart because they will see God.
所以一个人的心如果是向着主单纯的话呢，他能够看见主。
So if the heart is pure before God, then he can see God.
所以许多的时候，我们觉得我们越不见主。
So many, very often, we felt that we could not see God.
因为我们一方面在追求主，我们另外一方面还有许多的事物夺了我们的心。
And because on one hand we pursue after God, but on in another hand, we have many things and matters that capture our heart.
所以一个新造的人，他的特点第一点就是在他的眼睛。
So for a new creation, the special thing about that person is because of his eyes.
他的眼睛专一的向着主。
His eye only focuses on the Lord.
而且他能够明白神的心意。
And because he can understand the will of God.
他为神而活。
And he lived for God.
但这里特别讲到，不仅是鸽子眼，还是在帕子里面。
And here is not only talking about he has eyes like a dove, but it's also behind a veil.
我们知道帕子是遮住我们脸的。
We know that the veil is to cover our face.
摩西曾经用帕子遮住脸。
And Moses, at one point, he covered himself with a veil.
因为他的脸有荣光。
Because his face was full of the reflection of the glory of God.
以色列的百姓看到这荣光呢，他们害怕，他们被定罪。
And the Israelites, when they see that light, they were condemned and they were afraid.
所以摩西就把这个帕子遮在他的脸上。
So Moses put a veil on his own face.
这里讲了这个鸽子眼呢，它有个帕子遮住。
And here it says that this eyes of dove was covered by the veil.
换句话说，他虽然有属灵的眼光，但是呢，他向着世界。是遮盖的，向着神才是敞开的。
And although he has the eyesight, but this person is open toward God, but is veiled toward the world.
这说出了他的谦卑。
And this speaks of the humbleness.
你知道，很多时候我们也许有属灵的认识，但是我们没有属灵的谦卑。
You know, very often, although we have the spiritual understanding, but we do not have the spiritual humbleness.
我们巴不得每一个人都看见我们所看见的。
And we want everyone to see what we saw.
但是一个新造的人，一个成熟的人，他不但有属灵的眼光呢，他有一个谦卑的心在神的面前。
So a new creation, not only he would have a understanding before God, he also have a humble spirit.
所以第一个特点，新造的特点是眼睛。
So the first
特点，就是新造的特点。
The first characteristic of the new creation is the eyes.
第二个是讲的头发。
The second is talking about the hair.
我们知道头发，特别是说到我们的奉献。
We know that our hair talking is speaking about our offerings.
我们知道拉希尔人，他的头发。是特别要留长的。
And we know that the Nazarites in the Old Testament, their hair need to keep growing.
因为这个头发呢，跟他的奉献发生关系。
Because this hair has something to do with the consecration of the
我们知道拿细耳人呢是把自己分别出来，是完全归给神的。
And we know the Nazarite are the ones who separate themselves to give themselves to God.
因着他的奉献，所以呢，他向着神就有这样的能力。
And because they consecrate themselves to God, so therefore they have a power.
所以我们看见在旧约的时候，四十参孙他有这么大的力量。
So in the Old Testament, we see the example of Samson having great strength.
他力量的秘诀在哪里？就是在他的头发。
And the secret of his strength is in his hair.
所以头发说出了他的奉献。
Because this hair speaks of his consecration.
头发也说出了他的顺服。
And his hair speaks of his submission.
因为这是说到他的蒙头。
And this is talking about the covering of his head.
换句话说，这第二个特点在哪里呢？
And in other words, second character of a new creation is.
就是当他有了属灵的眼光，他认识神的旨意以后呢，他愿意顺服在神的旨意底下，服在这个底下把自己奉献出来。
And it is talking about after he had received a spiritual eyesight, understanding the will of God, he offered himself to live for this will.
这就是为什么说到他的头发好像山羊一样。
And that's why it describes it, your hair is like a flock of goats.
因为我们知道是山羊是为了献祭的。
And we know that goats is for offering.
他愿意把自己完全的献上当做活祭。
Because he's willing to offer himself as a living sacrifice.
为神的旨意而活。
To live for God's will.
但是这些山羊是卧在基列山旁。
And, but these goats are in the mount of Gilead.
我们知道基列山是一个草场。
We know that Mount Gilead is a it's a pasture.
羊群在这个地方可以得到保住。
And the flock of sheep or flock of goats can be satisfied here.
不仅得到保住，他还得到安息，因为他卧在这个地方。
And not only they were satisfied, they also can have peace and because they lay there.
换句话说，因着神在这里喂养他，因着神在这里使他安息。是他甘心情愿的过着一个奉献的生活。
So in other words, God is feeding them here. God is satisfying them there, so that they would live a life that is consecrated.
愿意一生来为主。
So that they can live their whole life for God.
所以在这里我们就看见，第一个特点是他的眼睛，第二个特点是他的头发。
So we here see the first character, it is his eyes. The second character, it is his hair.
第三个特点就讲到牙齿了。
And the third character is talking about the teeth.
我们知道一个婴孩他没有牙齿的。
We know that a baby does not have teeth.
所以他只能够喝奶。
And therefore the baby can only suckle milk.
不能够吃干粮。
Cannot eat dry food.
所以当我们的生命很幼嫩的时候呢，我们不能够吃干粮，我们只能够喝奶而已。
So when our life is very tender, we could not eat the solid food. We can only drink the milk.
所以圣经上讲到，一个婴孩呢，他不明白仁义的道理。
And the Bible tells us that a infant will not understand the
righteous.
It will not understand righteousness of life.
他不能够分辨好歹。
And it could not separate what is good and evil.
但是一个新造的美丽显在他的牙齿上面。
So the new creation's beauty is manifested in the teeth.
换句话说，它能够吸收从神这里来的话。
And in other words, it can absorb the word that's coming from the mouth of God.
如果你没有这个牙齿，你没有办法吸收。
And because if you do not have these teeth, you will not be able to absorb it.
我们知道在约翰福音第六章里面有一段话。
We know in the Gospel according to John chapter 6, there's this saying.
有一次主耶稣说他是天上的粮。
One time the Lord Jesus told the people that he is the bread of heaven.
他说了他的肉是可吃的，他的血是可喝的。
And he told them that his flesh is edible and his blood is drinkable.
许多跟随他的门徒听见这个话，他就受不了了。
And many of his followers, when they heard that, they departed. They could not.
他说这话甚难，谁能听呢
？And they said that this word is too difficult for us to understand.
所以很多的跟随他的门徒就散去。
And many who followed him, departed.
为什么这些人跟不上去了？
How come these people could not follow?
因为他们没有牙齿。
Because these people do not have the teeth.
他没有办法吸收这些话。
Because he could not, they could not absorb these words.
但是当我们生命成熟的时候呢，你发觉它是有牙齿的，它是能够吃干粮的。
So when you, your life became to mature, you realize you have teeth and you can absorb these words.
那这些牙齿像什么呢？
What are these teeth like?
他说像新剪毛的一群母羊。
And your teeth are like the flock of scorned sheep.
我们知道这里讲到它的毛刚刚被剪去。
And these are the sheep that their fur was sheared.
圣经上讲到羊毛是特别讲到我们肉体说的。
And when the Bible talks about the wool on the sheep, it's talking about the flesh.
因为我们知道祭司，当他们进入圣殿的时候，他们不能够穿羊毛的衣服。
We know that the high priest, when they want to go into the holy place, they cannot wear anything that is made of wool.
只能够穿细麻的衣服。
They can only wear things that are made of fine linen.
因为我们知道羊毛穿起来的时候呢，会把我们的肉体的汗给带出来。
We know that when we put on wool, our sweat will be brought out.
我们知道圣经上讲到汗呢，是人受了咒诅以后所发生的事情。
So when the Bible talks about the sweats of men, it talked about it after the curse happened.
因为当人犯了罪，受了咒诅以后呢，他说人要汗流满面才得糊口。
Because after man has fallen, God, the curse for man is that they will sweat with their faces in order to satisfy their life.
所以祭司进会幕不能穿这个羊毛的衣服。
And so therefore, when the priest go into the tabernacle, he cannot wear anything that is made of wool.
只能够穿细麻的衣服。
He can only wear fine linens to go into the
tabernacle. 因为细麻是代表圣灵的工作。
Because the fine linen represent the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以现在他为什么会有牙齿？为什么会有吸收的能力？
So now why does he have that teeth and has that ability to absorb?
因为他的肉体受过对付。
Because the flesh was dealt with.
我们知道一个肉体没有受过对付的人呢，就是婴孩。
And when a person's flesh was not dealt with, that person is an infant.
所以他只能吃奶，不能吃干粮。
So he can only take milk and not the solid food.
现在这一个新造的人呢，因着他肉体受了对付，所以他现在有一个吸收的能力。
So this new creation, because his flesh was dealt with, and now he has an ability to absorb.
他能够从神这里吸收神的供应。
And he can absorb the supply of God.
当他被吸收了这以后呢，你就看见他是洗干净了，洗净上来。
And after he was absorbed, and then you see that it became washed and came out.
换句话说呢，现在成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
And now he is holy and without blemish.
因着从神这里直接得到了供养，因着他肉体受了对付，他说显出来的还是圣洁的光景。
And because he was dealt with his flesh, and because he was fed directly by God, and now he is holy without blemish.
就好像以弗所书第五章所说的。
And it is like what Ephesians chapter 5 says.
他说要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
He will wash with water and by the word to cleanse his church.
好，献给自己成为一个荣耀的教会。
So that he can offer it to himself a glorious church.
毫无皱纹、玷污等内的毛病。
Without wrinkle, spot, or any such thing.
还是圣洁，没有瑕疵。
It is holy without blemish.
他不仅是洗净上来，而且我们看见他是双生的，没有一只上吊子的。
Here it says, not only that he came out from the wash, every one of which bears twins, and none is barren among them.
换句话说，他的牙齿非常的整齐。
In other words, his teeth is very straight.
我们知道根据何西阿书第七章第八节告诉我们。
And in Hosea chapter 7 verse 8 it tells us.
那的形容以法莲是一个没有翻过来的饼。
There it described Ephraim as a bread that has not been turned.
换句话说呢，当你在烤一个饼的时候，你一直不给它翻面。
In other words, when you're cooking a bread, if you keep on not turning it,
所以有一边呢，它是焦了，另外一边是生的。
On one side it will be burned, on the other side is raw.
所以呢，它两边都不能吃。
And both sides not edible.
所以何西阿书就讲到以法莲，就讲到以色列人呢，就是这样的光景。
And so in Hosea, it tells us about Ephraim, describing the Israelite in that condition.
但在这里呢，他讲到他是双生的，没有上掉一个子的。
And here it says that they all bear twins and does not have none of them is barren.
所以当他在吸收神的话语、神的供养的时候呢，他不会偏食。
And so when he absorbed the feeding of God, it would not choose his own likings.
所以很多时候我们就这样，我们很注重神的真理，但是我们没有实际那个属灵的经历。
And a lot of times we pay attention to the truth that was taught in the Word of God, but we do not have the real experience.
很多时候我们很注重神的慈爱，我们忘记了神有公义、圣洁的一面。
And very often we pay attention to the loving kindness of God, but we forgot that He has the righteousness and the holiness.
很多时候我们追求很多属灵的知识，但我们在生活中行不出来。
And very often we pursue after spiritual knowledge, but we could not live them out in our daily life.
这都是没有翻过来的饼。
And these are bread that has not been turned.
这都是吸收不完全的缘故。
And this is because we do not absorb completely.
但是我们看见这一个新造的人，他的牙齿是双生的，没有一个是上吊子的。
And but here we see that a new creation, his teeth is they all bear twins, and they none of them are barren.
接下来你有了吸收的能力，很自然的你就有发表的能力。
And following that, after you have the ability to absorb, then you have the ability to express.
所以这边就讲到他的唇。
And now he talked about his lips.
他说你的唇好像一条朱红线。
And it says that your lips are like a strand of scarlet.
这个新造的美丽显在他的嘴巴之上，是像一条线一样。
And this, the beauty of the new creation, it is manifested on the lips. It is like.
换句话说，他的话受到约束，受到管制。
In other words, his word is being constrained, is being controlled.
你知道我们的嘴常常不是一条线，我们是个大嘴巴。
Very often our lips are not like a thread. We have a huge mouth.
所以我们的话非常的不准确。
Our words are not accurate.
不但不准确，我们还 讲很多的闲话。
And not only not accurate, we speak about a lot of gossips.
而且圣经上告诉我们，每一句闲话，到时候还要再说一遍。
And the Bible tells us every gossip will be repeated one day.
但是一个新造的美丽显在嘴唇上呢，是一条线。
And but the beauty of the new creation is manifested by a lips that is like a thread.
而这条线是一条朱红线。
And this strand is a scarlet strand.
换句话说，这他受过十字架的对付。
And because this lips has been dealt with by the cross.
如果我们的嘴受过十字架的对付的话
，If our lips were dealt with by the cross，
我们的话语就一定受约束。
Then our words will be controlled and constrained.
我们的话就一定受到管制。
And it was controlled.
这是相当的不容易。
And this is not an easy thing.
我们知道以赛亚是神的先知，做神的出口。
We know that Isaiah, he is the prophet of God, and he is the mouthpiece for God.
他为着神传说了很多神的话。
And for God, he has spoken for him with many, many words.
但是在以赛亚书第六章，当他看见异象的时候。
But in Isaiah chapter 6, when he saw that vision,
他第一个感觉就是他有祸了。
And the first feeling he has is woe is me.
因为他知道他自己的嘴唇不洁。
Because he realized his mouth is unclean.
而且住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
And he also dwell with the people with a mouth that is unclean.
弟兄姐，如果我们真正的有了这样的意象
，Brother and sister, we truly have this kind of vision.
我们也会看见我们的嘴是多可怕。
We will also see how dreadful is our mouth.
我们也需要撒拉佛 把那个火炭拿来接近我们的嘴唇。
We also need the seraphim to bring down the coal to cleanse our lips.
使我们的嘴，使我们的嘴唇呢，也能够像一条朱红线。
So that our mouth would also be like this strand of scarlet.
所以，他说你的嘴也秀美，换句话说，他的发表的话呢也秀美。
And also here it says that your mouth is lovely, and it's talking about the word that it expresses is also beautiful.
我们都在箴言二十五章十一节告诉我们。
In Proverbs chapter
25
verse 11 it tells us.
他说一句话。说的何宜，就好像金苹果落在网银网子里面。
A word that is spoken in fitting would be like a golden apple falling into a silver net.
所以人听了这个话呢，不但得到供应，而且里面实在是得到满足。
So when a person hear a word like that, they would be satisfied. They also would be well supplied.
所以这是讲到这新造的美丽，讲到他的嘴唇。
He is talking about the new creation and the mouth.
然后他说：“你的两太阳在帕子内，如同一块石榴。”
And here he says, again, your temples behind your veil are like the piece, it's like a piece of pomegranate.
我们说这两太阳就好像我们人的两腮。
Your temple is talking about the two sides of your face.
这是显出一个人。漂不漂亮，美不美丽的地方。
And this is representing whether this person is beautiful or not.
那他所以这么美丽，实在是因为他像一块石榴。
And because this person has a temple like a pomegranate, that's beautiful. This person is beautiful.
石榴的特点就是它的籽粒很多。
And the characteristic of a pomegranate is it has many many seeds.
这说出它的生命的丰富。
It's talking about the abundance of life.
所以它的美不是外面化妆来的。
And the beauty is doesn't come from the decoration on the outside.
乃是它里面那个丰盛的生命自然的流露。
But it was the outflow of the abundant life that is within.
但更重要的，这个石榴是被剥开来的。
And more importantly, this pomegranate has already been opened.
因为它是讲到一块的石榴。
Because it talks about only a piece of the pomegranate.
所以这个人是被神破碎过的。
And this person has been broken by God.
然后我们都有宝贝在瓦器里面。
You know, all of us have this treasure within our earthen vessel.
所以为了要显出里面那个宝贝的美丽。
And in order for the treasure to be manifested to the outside.
神使我们这个瓦器常常要破碎掉。
So God would allow our earthen vessel to be broken.
所以就兴起各样的环境，使我们四面受敌。
So God allowed all kinds of circumstances come to us to as if we were surrounded by enemies.
我们也遭受各样的艰难。
And we also encountered all kinds of difficulties.
各样的逼迫。
All kinds of persecution.
甚至被打倒。
And even to be struck down.
使我们这个外面的人能够破碎。
So that the outer person can be broken down.
使里面的那个美丽能够彰显出来。
So that the beauty that is within can be manifested.
就好像那一块的石榴是被剥开来的。
And it's like that piece of pomegranate that has been broken off.
但更重要的是，它这块石榴是在一个帕子里面。
And even more so, more important, that this piece of pomegranate is behind the veil.
所以说，它这个美丽还不是给别人去看的。
And this beauty, it is not to be shown to everybody.
不是为了自己的那个彰自己的表现。
It is not for his own expression.
乃是为着主来欣赏。
But it is for the Lord to enjoy.
所以这是第五个他的特点。
And this is the fifth characteristic.
第六个特点就是第四节讲到的，你的景象好像大卫建造收藏军器的高台。
And it says that in verse 4, your neck is like the tower of David built for an armory.
我们的颈项是说到我们的意志。
And you know that our neck is talking about our will.
那这个颈项呢是为着大卫的。
And this neck is for David.
所以呢他的意志是降服在主的里面。
And so his will is bowed toward it within the Lord.
我们知道我们原来都是硬着颈项的人。
You know that originally we were people of stiff neck.
可当我们像浪子回到父家的时候
But when we are like the prodigal son, come back to the house of the father.
父亲就连连的亲我们的颈项。
Then the father will kiss our neck.
使我们那个原来硬着颈项的人能够柔软下来。
So that this stiff neck person can be softened.
使我们这个颈项能够完全愿意降服来为着主。
So that this neck can be bowed down for the Lord.
可是这一个颈项呢，又像收藏军器的高台。
But this neck is also like the armory for, that was built for armor.
所以这里看见有属灵的征战。
So you see here there is spiritual warfare.
因为仇敌常常喜欢夺取我们的意志。
Because the enemy very often like to take away our will.
你记得在路加福音十三章有讲到一件事情。
You know, in Luke chapter 13, this speaks of one thing.
我们知道有一个女人是被鬼附了。
We know that there was a woman who was possessed by the spirit.
有十八年的时间，她的腰弯得一点都直不起来。
And in for 18 years, her back was bowed and could not straighten up.
所以她是被仇敌压制着，她所能够看见的都是属地的东西。
And she was suppressed by the enemy so that everything she sees is of earth.
他在这里你看见这个新造的人他的意志好像高台一样。
And, but you see here is a new creation and the neck is like a high tower.
因为他在这里他知道有属灵的征战。
Because he knows that there is spiritual warfare here.
他向着撒旦总是说不。
Toward Satan, he always say no.
向着神他总是说是。
And toward God, he always say yes.
而且这里讲到他有悬挂的一千个盾牌都是勇士的藤牌。
And it says that on which hangs a thousand bucklers, all shields of the mighty men.
他知道怎么样好好的保守他的意志，能够活在神的面前。
He knows how to keep his own will so that he can live before God.
不让仇敌任意掳去。
So that he would not let the enemy capture.
最后我们看见他说：“你的两乳好像。”百合花中吃草的一对小鹿都是母鹿双生的。
And on verse 5 it says, Your two breasts are like the two thongs, twins of a gazelle, which feed among the hills of the lilies.
这里讲到他属灵的身量已经被建立起来。
And it speaks about the spiritual stature has been built up.
我们知道根据哥林多前书第五章第八节告诉我们。
We see that in the first.First Corinthians chapter 8, it tells us.
第五章第八节。
Oh, sorry. Chapter 5, verse 8.
他说要用爱心跟信心当作护心镜遮胸。用爱心跟信心。帖撒罗尼迦前书。第五章第八节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8.So let us, who are of the day of sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love.
所以在这里特别提到用信心跟爱心做护心镜遮胸。
And we need to put on the breastplate that is of faith and love.
所以现在这个人他有属灵的身量。
Because this person has a spiritual stature now.
他能够用信心跟爱心来供应别人。
They can supply others by their faith and love.
而且呢，他这个信心跟爱心是怎么得来的
？And this faith and love, where did they get it?
那是好像百合花中吃草的一对小鹿。
And it is like a the twins of a gazelle that feed among the lilies.
换句话是神所眷顾的。
And it is what God took care of.
因为百合花，野地的百合花，它也不劳苦，也不纺线。
And because the lily of the field, they do not labor, nor do they sow.
所以呢，这是神所眷顾的。
Because this is taken care of by God.
百合花也说到了，它是它的一个圣洁清新的光景。
And the lily also speak of a holy and pure heart.
所以它能够有这样的属灵的身量，它能够用爱心跟信心来服侍人，乃是因为神亲自的喂养，使它能够活在那个干净的那个环境中长大。
So this person are able to supply others by the faith and love and have such a spiritual stature. It is because he lived in a clean and supplied it by God and brought up by him.
我们的提摩太前书第一章也告诉我们。
And First Timothy also tells us.
他说这个爱还是从清洁的心、无愧的良心跟无畏的信心来的。
And this love tells us that it comes from pure heart and come from the clean conscience.
还有无畏的信心。
And the unfeigned faith.
而且呢，这是一对母鹿是母鹿双，一对小鹿是母鹿双生。
And this is a pair of gazelle that was a twins of a twins of.
换句话说呢？他的爱心有多大，他的信心就有多大。
In other words, however, it's the measure of faith he has, the same measure of love he has.
最感谢主，今天我们都是在基督里的人。
So thank the Lord that we are all in Christ.
我们都是新造的人。
We are all creation, a new creation.
神在我们身上的工作，就好像创世纪第一章，那一步一步的把我们带到那个完全的地步。
The work of God upon each one of us is like the first chapter of Genesis. One step at a time, He brings us into the maturity.
使我们这个生命在成熟的时候呢，就显出这个新造的美丽出来。
So that when our life became mature, we can manifest the beauty of the new creation.
这一切的工作都是神所做的。
And all this work is done by God.
但是并不代表我们没有责任。
And it does not mean that we do not have responsibility.
因为我们虽然在基督里，但是我们有个责任，我们必须要住在基督里。
Although we are in Christ, but we need to indwell in Christ, abide with Him.
那只有当我们住在基督里的时候，我们就看见基督也住在我们的里面。
It is only when we abide with Christ, we see that Christ is in us.
当基督住在我们里面的时候，你就看见十字架在我们身上有工作。
That when Christ indwells in us, then we see that the cross has a work.
因为当基督住在我们里面的时候呢，他在我们里面就能够掌权。
Because when Christ dwells within us, then He can reign within us.
结果圣灵就在我们里面，把基督的性格就组织在我们里面。
So that the Holy Spirit can conform us into the image and give us the character of Christ.
所以我们就慢慢能够长成满有基督那个长成的身量。
So that we can have the maturity of Christ in us.
我们知道最后我们看见在启示录二十一章。
We see at the end of Revelation chapter 21.
第五节所说的。
And in verse 5 here it says.
他说坐宝座的说看啊。我将一切都更新了。
Verse 5, then he who sits on the throne says, Behold, I made all things new.
所以神的工作在我们身上要继续做下去。
So the work of God needs to continue on.
一直到有一天，他把所有都更新了。
Until one day he renewed all things.
这时候就是新天新地的到来。
And here is the new heaven and new earth coming.
我们看见圣城新耶路撒冷就从天而降。
We will see the holy city, New Jerusalem, will come down from heaven.
神在我们身上的工作是不会被拦住的。
The work of God upon us cannot be deterred.
神在我们身上的旨意，他必定要成就。
His will upon us will be accomplished.
但是我们可以让神的工作耽延。
But we can cause God's work to be delayed.
如果我们不愿意把我们自己完全的交给神，让他在我们上做的时候，我们就会耽延他的工作。
If we are not willing to give ourselves to the hand of God, then we will delay His work.
所以，如果我们愿意配合
，So if we want to cooperate,
我们愿意把我们自己重新奉献在他的手中。
If we are willing to offer ourselves once again to His hand,
我们愿意住在基督里面。
If we are willing to live in Christ,
我们愿意他在我们身上。做他要做的工作。
We allow him to do the work that he wants to do on us.
那当他回来的时候呢，我们都能够有那个新造的美丽。
Then when he returns, we will all have the beauty of the new creation.
否则的话，在千年国度，神还要做。
Otherwise, in the millennium, God will still work on us.
所以我们盼望，我们在他回来之前，我们都能够被制作成那个满有那个新造的美丽。
So it is our hope. that before the Lord returns, we allow Him to work so that we all have that beauty of the new creation.
我们有些祷告。
Let's have some prayers.